Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about things to do a little bit closer, because we live in an incredible place. Many of us here in Johannesburg, in Gauteng, spend a lot of time saying, oh, you know, there's really nothing to do here. That is absolutely not true, because we have some absolutely amazing places. So if you're looking for a holiday outing, one that combines nature, tranquility, and South Africa's unique flora, we are chatting right now to Nontsikelelo Mpulo of the SANBI. And we wanted to talk about our botanical gardens and where we should be visiting. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. For our listeners who might not be familiar, what does the SANBI manage when it comes to botanical gardens in South Africa?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for inviting me for this chat. I'm so excited. The SANBI, which is the South African National Biodiversity Institute, looks after 11 national botanical gardens and 2 national zoological gardens. So the flagship that everyone will know is Kirstenbosch, which is in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. But we have 2 others in the Western Cape, the Karoo Desert, which is mostly succulent Karoo, stunning garden, mm-hmm. just beautiful to look at. And then the Harold Porter, which is unique in that it is got a mountain in the backdrop and the sea in the front.
So where's that?
So you get best of both worlds. And that is in Betty's Bay.
Ah, okay, beautiful. Yeah. And it's funny because I probably like everybody, I know Kirstenbosch. I didn't know the other two. And I happen to love the terrain and I don't really know what it is. It's a certain mood of the Karoo. I'm very much drawn to it, and I know other people aren't. Some people like, you know, more lush, but I guess it just depends on whatever moves you, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing about each of our gardens, it caters to every kind of mood. So the Karoo one has a beautiful hiking trail. Mm-hmm. Quite tough, to be perfect.
Okay.
Short,
not
but tough. But also a gorgeous restaurant.
Perfect. That's
you
for
can
me.
Just
right.
Have, you know, a glass of wine and some
sounds better
succulent
and better.
Lamb Karoo.
Right,
Karoo
right.
Lamb. So the other gardens in Gauteng, for those who are based in Gauteng, mm-hmm. we've got 3 gardens. Walter Sisulu, which is very well known for the black eagles that nest in the ridge up there.
Beautiful.
Also has a stunning hiking trail, 3.5 kilometers.
Yes.
Nice. Actually, one of the South Africa's top mountaineers, a lady called Sarah Kumalo, uses it as a training hike. So quite
amazing.
Difficult,
yes.
but really scenic.
Yes.
And ends in this gorgeous waterfall at the end where you can sit and have a picnic
as
well.
Yeah, I have done that. That is gorgeous.
We also use it for yoga and, you know, chilled, relaxed afternoons. You can also bring in your own picnic basket, or you can go to the restaurant, which is Eagles Fair.
And
the other garden is... No, please go ahead.
No, I wanted to know about some of the others as well. So that's the Walter Sisulu one is absolutely beautiful. Tell me about the others.
The other garden in Gauteng is the Pretoria National Botanical Garden. That is where the head office of our organization is. And that, too, is just a really relaxed atmosphere on any given Saturday or Sunday. You can just enjoy. And what we have there, which we also have at Walter Sisulu and Kirstenbosch, is a stunning collection of artworks, sculptures, from Anton Smit, the sculptor. He has his own sculpture garden in Bronkhorstspruit, but we convinced him to loan us some of his pieces. So there are 18 inside the Pretoria Botanical Gardens, and they lend an air of sophistication to the garden.
Sounds amazing. And the other one?
And then finally, in Gauteng, we have the Pretoria Zoo.
Right.
So that is really, you know, aimed at families. Young kids love coming there. We have school groups coming through on a daily basis. And there, it's a combination of the biodiversity conservation and research that we do, and also then just sharing the sheer joy of seeing a lion up close, where you wouldn't be able to see, you know, unless you went to... Kruger, for example.
Mm, mm.
So we try to expose children at a young age to the importance of being interconnected with nature through those education programs that we run across all of our gardens, but particularly in the Pretoria Gardens, we focus on flora and fauna.
Yeah, that also sounds, it really does sound incredible. And it's, I haven't been, I mean, I've been the zoo certainly in Pretoria I've been to. I haven't been to the other one that you mentioned, and that really does sound great. Are there different regulations or rules for each one in terms of whether you can bring in food, whether you can, you know, and how do we find out that information?
You can just visit www.sanby.org and click on the link for gardens. There's a garden icon for each of the gardens. And there are different rules. Like, for example, in the Free State Garden, there are braai areas. Also in the Pretoria Garden, there are braai areas. But at Walter Sisulu, braaiing is not allowed.
Yes, so exactly,
so
that type
that
of thing.
That kind of thing. 100%. Most gardens don't allow bringing balls or bicycles in because, you know, they're... Most of them are what we call display gardens. So we showcase the natural indigenous plants that are available in South Africa. And so we want to keep the beds and that kind of thing clear. But each area has a designated children's play area. So in Pretoria, we actually built recently and opened a new kids play area. And then there's one in Walter Sisulu as well, and one in Pretoria Zoo.
Right. Oh, that's, so that's very clever because otherwise you do arrive there with something and then you think, okay, now what the kid's going to do? So rather check the regulations and then you can bring activities according to what is allowed. I hate asking this question, but I just have to. In terms of safety, how safe are these gardens and facilities?
These facilities have are fenced, all of them, and have security personnel patrolling at every single one. So there's each of the gardens has a manicured, shall we call it, or cultivated space, and then there's a natural estate. Both areas are patrolled by security, and so people can feel comfortable that once they've paid their fee and they can relax and be at peace in this beautiful green open space.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us. Give us that website address one more time so that people can look things up.
Definitely. It's www.sanbi.org, and then you just click on the garden that you want to visit.
That is awesome, Nontsikelelo Mpulo. Thank you for that, giving us this information. And make sure to use these spaces. It is so healthy. It is so wonderful just to be out there. It is good for every aspect of your life.